sound you're hearing is me walking with my white cane to the nearest bus stop. Hey guys, I am recording with voice memo apps instead of the actual Anchor platform. It's a lot easier and it's definitely more voiceover friendly. So, I would like to say, I hope you guys have a great holiday and Christmas and New Year's. Or just enjoy your time off if you don't celebrate any of those things at all. I have no idea what the title of this podcast episode is going to be, so I'm going to call it No Name, the No Name episode. It's just like that.
Stop.
Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, I didn't know where to start, and I figured I would use other platforms, but these other platforms were in so many ways not usable in a sense of accessible. I'm always thinking accessibility because I have to use screen readers, but Anchor is where you should go to use it and create your own podcast.
What's up, girl? It's your girl, the guru. How you doing? Happy holidays, by the way, and happy resting without having to pull out your hair and teaching people how to be people. enjoy your holidays. I heard about your conversation with the Illuminarch, so you might want to listen to what the guru had to say to him. I'm your girl, the guru. I love you, girl. Peace.
Hey, y'all. So, I just got done listening to the Guru's podcast. Guys, you need to go check out her podcast. It is just epicness. So, we had a discussion about racism in America. And then I guess there was another podcaster by the name of Monarch. We're just going to say his name is Mr. Monarch. And, you know, they had a really, really, you know, interesting back and forth, you know, conversation about racism and Donald Trump. You know, just exposing his absolute racism. A lot of folks will never understand, like Guru said, a lot of folks will never understand what it's like to be in our shoes. You know, they would never understand what it's like to be a black woman in America. And, you know, we get into all types of stuff just for being black. And on top of that, being a woman on top of that. And so many more things that we have against us, but we definitely appreciate the folks that try to understand certain things that we go through. But the thing is, they'll never get it, you know, they just won't. It's just those experiences, you know, the ignorance that's going around, that has been going around, is absolutely real. I haven't been on this earth far too long to even know about, you know, like to experience like the stuff that Trump did in the 80s. But growing up in the 90s and 2000s, yeah. I had my first encounter with racism when I first moved to Massachusetts, and it was not very good. And if you guys listened to my past episode from when I was talking with Doug Couch about racism and stuff like that, you guys will understand. You'll hear the story of what happened during my first year or 2 years in Massachusetts and the pure blatant racism that I experienced and continue to experience on a regular, you know, just for being a black woman who's blind that speaks proper English. If you talk to me over the phone, you probably would have never known. And when they come out to meet you in person, like especially for business purposes, yeah, they're going to walk right past you. because they see you. They see me there with a white cane. They see not only a white cane, they see a black woman. And they are going to walk right past. And they're looking for the person that matches the voice that they spoke to. And the voice to them did not match the black person or the person with a disability, in fact. So it's like this, it's this constant thing that happens all the time. But guys, listen to Guru's podcast. It was absolutely phenomenal. The conversation I listened on, I applauded them. I want you guys to check them out. It was absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, you know, what I do, even there's racism everywhere, you know, like teaching, I teach the blind and visually impaired. It's there as well. You wouldn't believe it. It's in there as well. You know, it's in everything. Racism is involved in everything. That stuff is like, it's like a cayenne pepper. Nah, not even that. It's like a tomato paste when you're trying to do something. It's in everything. It's a certain particular ingredient that is everywhere, racism. And it's not a good ingredient. It's the one you don't want. It's like finding a clove in your rice. What happens when you find a clove in your rice? You immediately stop chewing and you spit it out because cloves don't belong in the rice. It's nasty, it's bitter, it's gross. I don't know how else I can explain to you how much racism is unwelcomed. It's equivalent to finding a clove in your rice. You're sitting here enjoying this really nice vegetable rice, chewing and chomping away, and boom, you bit the clove. And what comes out of that clove is that really bitter flavor. That's just disgusting. Some people can continue to keep chewing on that clove. The more you chew on it, the more disgusting it becomes. So that's what racism is like. It's like finding a clove in your vegetable rice. Everything else is good until you bit that clove, you know? So check out the Guru's podcast, and I'm going to play some bits and pieces from previous episodes, and I hope you guys are not eating vegetable rice with a clove in it. Check the rice for the cloves, because it's nasty. Previously on several episodes ago,
I'm white, but everybody's like, oh, you sound black. I'm not black, I'm white. Just because I talk quote unquote hood or ghetto, that doesn't make me black.
And I'm black, and people think that I'm white because I sound,
you talk proper.
Because I speak proper.
Yes.
It's because I grew up in New England, and yeah, I'm around lots of professionals and stuff, and you know, some. Yeah, it's just, it is what it is, you know.
I mean, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, has to do with what you're around, and me, because I listen to a lot of rap, and I hang around a lot of black people, like. Not all black people sound ghetto, obviously, but, I mean, some of them do, and, you know, some of them come from that, where they have that, I guess you could say, hood accent, but...
If you guys have stories to share or any comments you want to send, you can send it to the email casu305@outlook.com, and I'll say it again, casu305@outlook.com. So, guys, now that you've listened to little bits and pieces of the previous episodes, that's actually raising conversations. about racism in America that is absolutely alive and well. We have experienced all types of things. Part of my background, I have my nephews and nieces here for the holidays, only a small portion of them. And, you know, it's getting quite festive here in Alaskachusetts. So alongside all of this craziness that's going on, there is this thing about the government shutdown right before Christmas. Really, that is a real Grinch move. That was a total Grinch move for sure. And strange thing is, I have my nephews watching the Grinch right now. And there's a 95% chance that they aren't really watching it, and the rest of that time, they're like glancing at it every now and then. So I just figured it was a good way to distract them, but they're little boys, and so they're like wrestling with each other, and that's fine. Just, yeah. The Grinch move, really shutting down the government and stuff, partially or completely inconveniencing government workers out of an opportunity to have a traditional Christmas with family, and inconveniencing the people that rely on the government. You know, people that are actually there's so many things that's going to be so horribly wrong, like possibility of, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but there's a possibility that anyone who's like waiting on responses from, I don't know, administrations that work for the government, that all that stuff is going to be seriously backtracked, I guess, and completely ruined and thrown out of track. All of which everybody is like, a lot of people are like relying on, and it's for their lives and stuff. It's just really messing with people's livelihood. People waiting for housing and stuff like that, all that's gonna get completely backtracked and seriously inconvenienced because of Twump and his temper tantrum. So anybody, whenever he has a temper tantrum, everyone else has to suffer for it. That is just real, real sad. Really sad. So it's a really horrible thing that's going on. It's lousy. Let's say it's just extremely lousy. Meanwhile, I will still say that I wish everyone a happy Christmas and a happy new year. And if you get to spend it with friends and family, and or whoever you choose to spend it with, please enjoy yourself and have fun. One thing I don't want, I don't wish for, I do not wish for any snow. I don't want none of that. Because here in Boston, when it snows really, really bad. Everybody wants a white Christmas. Nah, let me have a dry Christmas instead. Forget about it. I still like to wear my shucka boots and denim jeans. I don't want to have to put on my winter boots just yet. I don't think so. Let me just enjoy those shucka boots. They have suede material, and you could wear them with anything. Almost anything. As long as it matches color coordinated. It still looks, you know, looks good, I guess. I guess casual type of thing. Once that real snow stuff starts to happen, it ruins the fashion type thing. It just, you gotta have to overdress, and it makes you very uncomfortable. I don't like to overdress, and when it snows, it gets really messy, and navigating around doesn't seem to be that much fun anymore. Yuck. Because now you're gonna have to sit here and watch out for black ice, which my cane will do that just fine. If I use my white cane properly, it'll find the black ice. Because normally when you hear the cane, you hear it scratching on the pavement. Once that scratching stops and it goes off sliding smoothly, yep, you found some ice. And that's where you don't want to step, is where the ice slid past under your cane. Sound you're hearing is me walking with my white cane to the nearest bus stop.
made it to the bus stop, and that extra background noise you guys were hearing was the sound of Boston, or at least a little bit of it.